You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
But as always, I don't have a lot of time. I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it.
What up? What up? It's your boy Vigo Saatchi. This is The Investor Show, and you're checking in with the investor genius, Prince Dykes. Let's get it.
As you can see in the description box, you know, I'm going to talk about the two most important factors of investing, something that took me a while to learn, something that took me, you know, I wish somebody would have told me. And for anybody out there that's thinking about investing, that is investing, I want you to think about this. So the two things are compound interest and time. Compound interest and time. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the two most important factors of investing, the two quote-unquote hidden gems of investing. How do they apply? What are they? All the other great stuff. So you guys keep it locked right here. So what I want to tell you guys was what I mean by compound interest and time is compound interest is something where your interest is making interest. Your money is making money without you doing anything. Now, Prince, how do I get compound interest? You can get compound interest from a dividend investing stock, a stock that pays dividends, right? A stock that pays you dividends like a Ford, Verizon, an AT&T, or you can get an index fund like the SPY XX is one, Vanguard VOO, Standard & Poor, SPY, the SPY. These are, I just called out like three different brands that pretty much track the S&P 500, and they pay a dividend about almost 2%. And with that, what happens is that 2%, instead of it coming to your account and you making money off of it, which could be taxed, you can have it to reinvest, to buy you more shares. For prime example, you may own one share, and just say if you get $5 worth of dividends, you say, hey, don't send me $5. Take the $5 and buy me additional shares. And that's what it'll do on a continuous basis. So those, and over time, compounding, that is the key to investing. I didn't think this way when I was younger, and I know a lot of young investors don't think this way. When they look at the world of investing, boom, first thing that come to mind, casino. Hey, you know what, man? Because you know the media does a bad job of when it comes down to investing. They only tell you about the winners. They rarely tell you about the losers. They always tell you, oh, look at this guy who bought $1,000 worth of Bitcoin back in 2009. Oh, look at this guy who bought Facebook 20 years ago, not 20 years ago, but when it very started trading, or who bought Apple this long time ago, and now they have all this money, and the person who did this or whatever. So what it does is it gives the notion of that's what investing is. Investing is pretty much hitting a jackpot. That's what I used to think, right? And what happens is it's just like when you watch the lottery. You know, when you watch the lottery, they always tell you about that one regular person from Alabama. No offense to Alabama, just throwing a name out there, Georgia, my home state. And they tell you, oh, look, this person played the Georgia lottery and won $2.3 million. You're like, man, this lady won $2.13 million, or whatever the case may be. So you'll start to feel, you know, I want to go play the lottery because I want to win. The fear of missing out. You know, that's the number one thing that drives people these days. But they don't tell you about the 99% of the people that lost for that one person to win. So when people come into the world of investing, instead of using compound interest and time, we're looking for the jackpot. Hey, boom, I hear silver is about to take over the world. I'm going to buy me a bunch of silver. At the end of the year, I'm going to sell it and boom. Which could happen. I'm not, you know, I wish I would have had a golden ball on investing. And if I did, I wouldn't be on this podcast right now, right? Or the radio, have you catching this. But the thing is, it usually doesn't happen like that. When I talk to some of the best investors in the world, around the globe, guys who've been very successful through investing, they rarely have the stories of, hey, I just, you know, bought this random penny stock and boom, it just took off. Most of them have the stories of picking good investments that compounded over time. Things like owning a home, right? Average, I think a house gains about 3%. And I should have put this in the beginning of this podcast is that the enemy of investing, the baseline of investing is inflation. How can I match or beat inflation, which is called invisible tax? Because, you know, it's you're losing it every day, whether you know it or not, because you can't see it. The prices of things are just going up. You know how you get a letter in the mail, rent's going up, you get a letter in the mail that mortgage might be going up, interest rates are changing, things like that. Those are things that hurt you and catch you over time. So you have to be able to match inflation or beat inflation. And the only way you can beat inflation is to invest somehow, whether it's bonds, stocks, real estate, your own business, your home, and things like that. But it's when people buy houses. It's when people buy stocks that compound over time. Even the index. The index gets you 7 to 10% a year, you know. So but nobody thinks about 7 to 10% because it's not sexy. It's not like, oh, I'm not going to become rich overnight. But the two secret or the two components of investing is compounding interest and time. The quicker you start getting compound interest, the better. Most of us, we get compound interest the opposite way. And what I mean by having compound interest the opposite way is we have compound interest in our credit cards. We have compound interest on our loans or something like that, which means that the interest that we are paying is compounding instead of us getting paid it. So that's the thing I wanted you guys to, guys and girls, to think about. Think about, I don't want you to think of the world of investing and you may be 16, 17, 18, 20 years old. Don't think like, hey, I just want to jump in and get this penny stock. I want to jump in and get this option, which is cool, which is great. I'm not saying don't do it. But the two key principles of investing is compounding interest and time. Your money making money over a stretch of time. Right? Not the casino of, hey, let me just go in and put my money on the casino. Hey, let me just throw my money up and see what I can get. No, it's taking your time, you know? So that's the thing about it. We want you guys to do and to think about. And the more time, which is in the investing world, they may use the word time horizon. The more time you give yourself, the better, right? Who do you think is better prepared? Man, I'm losing my job next year. Or, hey, I'm losing my job in 5 years. Who can make a better plan? You have way more. You have way more strategies you can implement when you have a 5-year plan versus when you have a 1-year plan. 1-year plan, you know, you still can make it, but it's, you know, it takes more strenuous things to do. Versus like, hey, I want to have this much money in 5 years. What are some ways I can get there? So time horizon, that's why time is so important. The person who starts investing in their 20s versus the person who starts in their 40s. I should have been better prepared for this episode. I should have pulled out some of the facts of, you see them all the time. The person who started investing at 20 versus the person who started investing at 30 or whatever the case may be. Because of time, they had time going with them and compounding interest. Another key component of compounding interest, when you look at your Roth IRA, you have two options. They'd be like, hey, you can get traditional or Roth, right? The thing about traditional is you don't pay taxes now. You pay taxes later. The Roth, you pay taxes now. Me personally, I used to always be like, man, why? Pay my taxes now because taxes are going to be higher later, whatever the case may be. But this is how not paying your taxes now helps you. You get to earn compounding interest on tax dollars. So let's say, for example, you have two people. One person puts $400 in there before they even pay their taxes. Another person pays their taxes and puts $300 in. That $300, it grows. But somebody else could be growing somebody else's money. They could be growing the government tax money, $400, to be, you know, to grow their nest egg. That's another thing to think about when you're in a traditional versus a Roth. That was something I didn't think about back in the day. I used to be like, well, I want to pay my taxes now. Now, the good part about that is your money can grow and you can be getting compounding interest off of taxes. If you're in one of these jobs or if you have a job, an employee where they match you, take advantage. Take the free money. Take the free money. You don't have to be a rocket science prince. Where to put it in? They got to have the S&P 500 somewhere, a common stock fund. And out of the last 128 years, yes, that thing has been through wars. It's been through fights. And, you know, our economy has been through a lot of things. And over the last 128 years, it's told you that, hey, you're going to compound at 8-9%. Because I think the numbers is, if you save $1,600, if you invest $1,600 a month for 20 years, at about 8% interest rate, that's $1 million, right? You know, I'm not, $1,600 is a nice piece of change, but you know, if you could do that, you know, I'm just trying to show you how compounding interest, well, you don't have to be a rocket science and know all these other things, where how compounding interest in time can be your best friend. So I wanted to leave you guys with that, because I know a lot of people tune into this. They're looking to invest. They're trying to stress it out. They're trying to think about, oh, well, I got to learn about that stock and this mutual fund and this ETF, to where it's so much information out there, they do nothing. And I realize that the simple principle is, hey, grab the S&P 500 index until you figure out what you want to do next. As long as you start now, start today, you are increasing your time versus waiting 2, 3, 4, 5 years, right? It's like someone who earns their master's degree at the age of 50 versus someone who earns their master's degree at the age of 30. The person who earns their master's degree at the age of 30, they have more years to capitalize off of having a master's degree versus a person who's 50, they don't have as many years as a person who's 30 if both of them plan on stopping at the age of 65. So that's another thing I want you guys to think about. The earlier you start, the better. Put time on your side. Put compound interest on your side. My name is Prince Dykes. I'm the Prince of Investing. Until the next video, podcast, or whatever you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe. I'm out, and thank you.